at that point, if they said, well, we're not sure if that's a friendly local or whatever, don't shoot, they still should have taken action to get Trump off the stage until they verified what was what. That's another failure that took place. But what people need to understand is that you can see that officer, when you look at the video, he's looking through the scope, then he raises his head up to look downrange, because when he's looking through the scope, he's only seen, actually, he's probably seen like this part of the target, of the shooter, and nothing else. And so he's wanting to make sure he's on target. And then all of a sudden they hear the shots and they fire. There's no way that you could hear shots and then try to get on a scope to find and locate it and get shots off in the time they did, unless they already had him targeted. They knew he was there. And so the question is, why did the person in charge of Secret Service that day not allow action to be taken against what was clearly a threat?